Yeah, I'd like to read just a few of the recent ones. I've been working lately with macaronics. Macaronics are multilingual poems. They're not something, by the way, that come from the supermarket. It's a tradition that goes back to the Renaissance in Italy, where people started, late Latin scholars began writing poems line by line in Latin and Italian. Then later it spread to England and France, and people were writing poems in English and Latin or in English and French together. What interests me about it, of course, is the way that Pound used this technique, though not so formally. In the cantos, he's always mixing languages. There are 16 languages in the cantos, and he would he never put them together as formally as the macaronists did. But it interests me very much to see what effect you can achieve if you juxtapose in discrete languages and what they will do, what the languages will do to each other. Let's see if I have one here. Now this one is built up. This one is built up out of the Latin of Propertius and out of Pound's own translations of the lines in Propertius, so that what you will hear is both the Latin and then the quote from the Pound. So this is a totally borrowed piece of verse. I have very little to do with it except the help of the typewriter in putting these two great poets together. No, my dear, I'll not wish you the death you deserve. Sunt apud infernos tot milia forma sorum. There are enough women in hell, quite enough beautiful women. But it is not sufficient, my dear, to be as beautiful as you are. Despicit et magnos recte puella deos, and of all those young women, not one has inquired the cause of the world. So go your way, my dear, and I'll go mine.